Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive His peace as we meditate and abide in Christ.
Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm James Seawood. What do you do when you're feeling alone? Solitude doesn't have to be frightening. It can be a sweet time with God. Some, when they are frightened, first run to others for help. And yet, we have a deeper help that is ultimately more satisfying. How does the thought of hoping only in God, not friends, not family, not entertainment, make you feel right now? Think about what this means for you in your current situation. How can you put your hope in God alone during this time of solitude? Heavenly Father, you have made us for people and community, and yet we sometimes feel all alone. Help us not to fear our solitude, but to rest in the knowledge that you know all things, and that there is a peace and satisfaction in you alone that we cannot find any place else. Fill us with the knowledge of your perfect presence, and swell our hearts with your love for us. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. I invite you to close your eyes if you can, blocking out all distractions. Then take a deep, slow breath. Take another if you need to, so that you feel your body relaxing and your heart calming. Psalm chapter 33, verse 20 through 22 says, "We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In Him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in His holy name. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord. Our hope is in you alone." How does the thought of hoping only in God make you feel right now? When we are forced away from all the world's distractions, the truth of these words can sink deep into our bones. What does it mean to put our hope in God alone? It doesn't mean we ignore our need for others, but it means that God, through Jesus Christ, will satisfy us in a way no earthly presence can. Thank the Lord now for His constant presence in your life. Think about what this means for you. How can you put your hope in God alone during solitude? Heavenly Father, you have made us for people and community. Help us to rest in the knowledge that you know all things, and that there is a peace and satisfaction in you alone that we cannot find any place else. Fill us with the knowledge of your perfect presence and swell our hearts with your love for us. It's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen. Take a moment to mentally kneel before God, or physically do so if it will help you. Picture Him nearer to you than your own breath. Imagine His hand on your head, His arm holding you close. Let the reality of God's nearness fill you with hope and believing. If there is anything you are ashamed of or need to confess, do so now with the knowledge of God's loving, accepting arms around you. He knows it all anyway, and he's just waiting for you to admit it. Then, once you are honest with yourself, let his glorious forgiveness sweep through you. He has promised through his prophet Micah to throw your sin into the deepest sea. And as Corrie ten Boom says, he puts up a no fishing sign. Let's look closer at Psalm 33 to see what it means to trust in God alone. Listen to Psalm chapter 33, verse 20, from the New Living Translation. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. As I read it again, listen for the words hope, help, and shield. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. As you experience being alone, what does it mean to put your hope in the Lord? How can he be your help and your shield? Listen to Psalm chapter 33, verse 21, from the New Living Translation. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. Notice that it doesn't say we have to rejoice in whatever is difficult. So you may not be at all excited that you are alone, but you can still rejoice in who God is. That's what it means to rejoice in his name. God's names tell us who he is and why we can count on or trust him. How can you rejoice in God's holy name? What does it look like for you to trust him in this situation? Think about what you most need to trust God with in your current solitude. Picture Jesus with you as you physically hand that worry to him. Let him take it and feel the relief of it passing from your shoulders to his. As he says, his yoke is light. Thank you. Listen to Psalm chapter 33, verse 22 from the New Living Translation. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone. This is what gives us hope and allows us to trust Him, His unfailing love. Even the best humans fail to love at times, but God never fails to love His children, and that love surrounds us. Picture that love surrounding you now, even if you are alone. Let that sweet presence fill you with joy. Take a moment and think about someone you love. Perhaps someone you worry about being alone. Pray for them in these moments and ask God to make His loving presence known to them. Psalm chapter 16, verse 11 says, "You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever." One advantage to solitude is being able to slow down enough for God to lead you in His way. What might He be whispering to you now? Not only can He show us the way of life, but He can grant us joy as no one else can. When have you felt joy in His presence in the past? What about that experience makes you more aware of His presence today? Loving Father, what a joy to know that you are not only near, but that you surround us with your love. We do put our hope in you, because you are our help and our shield. And you, our hearts, rejoice, for we trust in your holy name, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, we pray. Amen. Take a few more moments with God. Live in confidence that you are surrounded always by God and His perfect love. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.